Today is the 23rd day of November. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we gather and take the next step forward. It's Thanksgiving Day here in the United States. So it's a national holiday here for us. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Let's take the next step forward together. That next step leads us back into the book of Ezekiel. We are winding our way down in the book of Ezekiel, which is one of the longest books in the Bible. Today, Ezekiel 45, verse 13 through 46, verse 24. You must give this tax to the prince, one bushel of wheat or barley for every 60 you harvest, 1% of your olive oil, and one sheep or goat for every 200 in your flocks in Israel. These will be the grain offerings, burnt offerings, and peace offerings that will make atonement for the people who bring them, says the Sovereign Lord. All the people of Israel must join in bringing these offerings to the prince. The prince will be required to provide offerings that are given at the religious festivals, the new moon celebrations, the Sabbath days, and all other similar occasions. He will provide the sin offerings, burnt offerings, grain offerings, liquid offerings, and peace offerings to purify the people of Israel, making them right with the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. In the early spring, on the first day of each new year, sacrifice a young bull with no defects to purify the temple. The priest will take blood from this sin offering and put it on the doorposts of the temple, the four corners of the upper ledge of the altar, and the gateposts at the entrance to the inner courtyard. Do this also on the seventh day of the new year for anyone who has sinned through error or ignorance. In this way you will purify the temple. On the 14th day of the first month, you must celebrate the Passover. This festival will last for 7 days. The bread you eat during that time must be made without yeast. On the day of Passover, the prince will provide a young bull as a sin offering for himself and the people of Israel. On each of the 7 days of the feast, he will prepare a burnt offering to the Lord, consisting of 7 young bulls and 7 rams without defects. A male goat will also be given each day for a sin offering. The prince will provide a basket of flour as a grain offering and a gallon of olive oil with each young bull and ram. During the 7 days of the Festival of Shelters, which occurs every year in early autumn, the prince will provide these same sacrifices for the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the grain offering, along with the required olive oil. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. The east gateway of the inner courtyard will be closed during the 6 workdays each week, but it will be open on Sabbath days and the days of new moon celebrations. The prince will enter the entry room of the gateway from the outside. Then he will stand by the gateposts while the priest offers his burnt offering and peace offering. He will bow down and worship inside the gateway passage and then go back out the way he came. The gateway will not be closed until evening. The common people will bow down and worship the Lord in front of this gateway on Sabbath days and the days of new moon celebrations. Each Sabbath day, the prince will present to the Lord a burnt offering of 6 lambs and 1 ram, all with no defects. He will present a grain offering of a basket of choice flour to go with the ram, and whatever amount of flour he chooses to go with each lamb. And he is to offer 1 gallon of olive oil for each basket of flour. At the new moon celebrations, he will bring 1 young bull, 6 lambs, and 1 ram, all with no defects. With the young bull, he must bring a basket of choice flour for a grain offering. With the ram, he must bring another basket of flour. And with each lamb, he is to bring whatever amount of flour he chooses to give. With each basket of flour, he must offer 1 gallon of olive oil. The prince must enter the gateway through the entry room, and he must leave the same way. But when the people come in through the north gateway to worship the Lord during the religious festivals, they must leave by the south gateway. And those who entered through the south gateway must leave by the north gateway. They must never leave by the same gateway they came in, but must always use the opposite gateway. The prince will enter and leave with the people on these occasions. So at the special feasts and sacred festivals, the grain offering will be a basket of choice flour with each young bull, another basket of flour with each ram, and as much flour as the worshipper chooses to give with each lamb. Give 1 gallon of olive oil with each basket of flour. When the prince offers a voluntary burnt offering or peace offering to the Lord, the east gateway to the inner courtyard will be opened for him, and he will offer his sacrifices as he does on Sabbath days. Then he will leave, and the gateway will be shut behind him. Each morning you must sacrifice a 1-year-old lamb with no defects as a burnt offering to the Lord. With the lamb, a grain offering must also be given to the Lord. About 3 quarts of flour, with 1/3 of a gallon of olive oil to moisten the choice flour. This will be a permanent law for you. The lamb, the grain offering, and the olive oil must be given as a daily sacrifice every morning without fail. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. If the prince gives a gift of land to one of his sons as his inheritance, it will belong to him and his descendants forever. But if the prince gives a gift of land from his inheritance to one of his servants, the servant may keep it only until the year of Jubilee, which comes every 50th year. At that time, the land will return to the prince. But when the prince gives gifts to his sons, those gifts will be permanent. And the prince may never take anyone's property by force. If he gives property to his sons, it must be from his own land. For I do not want any of my people unjustly evicted from their property. In my vision, the man brought me through the entrance beside the gateway and led me to the sacred rooms assigned to the priests, which face toward the north. He showed me a place at the extreme west end of these rooms. He explained, "This is where the priests will cook the meat from the guilt offerings and sin offerings, and bake the flour from the grain offerings into bread. They will do it here to avoid carrying the sacrifices through the outer courtyard and endangering the people by transmitting holiness to them." Then he brought me back to the outer courtyard and led me to each of its 4 corners. In each corner, I saw an enclosure. Each of these enclosures was 70 feet long and 52.5 feet wide, surrounded by walls. Along the inside of these walls was a ledge of stone with fireplaces under the ledge all the way around. The man said to me, "These are the kitchens to be used by the temple assistants to boil the sacrifices offered by the people." First Peter 1:13 through 2:10. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say, "You must be holy because I am holy." And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of him during your time here as temporary residents. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him as your ransom long before the world began. But now, in these last days, he has been revealed for your sake. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God, and you have placed your faith and hope in God because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And the word is the good news that was preached to you. So get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. You are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priests. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. As the scriptures say, I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Yes, you who trust in him recognize the honor God has given him. But for those who reject him, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone, and he is the stone that makes people stumble, the rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word, and so they meet the fate that was planned for them. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people. Now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy. Now you have received God's mercy. Psalm 119, 33 through 48. Hey. Teach me your decrees, O Lord. I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding and I will obey your instructions. I will put them into practice with all my heart. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found. Give me an eagerness for your laws rather than a love for money. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. Reassure me of your promise made to those who fear you. Help me abandon my shameful ways, for your regulations are good. I long to obey your commandments. Renew my life with your goodness. Wah. Lord, give me your unfailing love, the salvation that you promised me. Then I can answer those who taunt me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch your word of truth from me, for your regulations are my only hope. I will keep on obeying your instructions forever and ever. I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. I will speak to kings about your laws, and I will not be ashamed. How I delight in your commands, how I love them. I honor and love your commands. I meditate on your decrees. Proverbs 28:11. Rich people may think they are wise, but a poor person with discernment can see right through them. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you on this day where we give thanks, at least here in this country of the United States. All over the world, we should be giving thanks every day, but on this day that we take to give thanks, we do give thanks. Thanksgiving. to you for your kindness and your mercy, for your patience and your compassion, for your loyalty in the face of our betrayal, for your unending love for us that doesn't stop coming. It's unimaginable. It's beyond comprehension. It's certainly beyond our capabilities that you could love us as we are for what we have done. We give you thanks. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name. We rejoice in you. Come, Holy Spirit, lead us into the truth, we ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is the website. That's home base. It's where you find out what's going on around here. It's Thanksgiving, and so we're talking about that. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I told a story yesterday about some new technology, just how things have been being developed and how Black Friday is tomorrow and we usually have a Christmas box, but that we're doing something a little different this year, aimed at kind of getting across the finish line of some really, really, really big developments that we've been doing for the last couple of years. And so you can hear that whole story if you just kind of listen through yesterday. But those resources, those albums that we pressed up for Christmas this year, the music of the Daily Audio Bible, packaged really, really beautiful. Each of the vinyls are colored vinyls, each with a corresponding color to their theme. And so they're all colored vinyls and beautiful packaging. A commemorative gift, something to hold tangibly in your hand that is part of the global campfire, part of the Daily Audio Bible, as we prepare in the new year to move into our new home and into some new technology. And so those resources are available in the Daily Audio Bible shop. You can find them there. Thank you. Thank you for your partnership as we move in that direction. If you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is Taken with Love from Louisiana. I just heard Sirinko, I believe that's your name, on the 18th of November. Brother, I am standing with you. I'm all about marriages because God healed my marriage 45 years ago, miraculously. And I believe the reading from today is no accident that you would call in and it would be aired today. Your wife is experiencing your mercy given by God, and mercy triumphs judgment. And how beautiful is the word in Ezekiel that God will bring dry bones to life. Oh my goodness, I am speaking life over your wife's dry bones, over your marriage, and even over you, my brother in Christ. Be encouraged. God is no respecter of persons. He will do what he says he will do. I know you're going to praise him when this is all said and done, because you're already praising him now. God bless you, brother. Be of good cheer. The Lord is not mocked. He loves you. He loves your marriage, and he definitely loves your wife. I am praying peace and restoration on both of you. Keep loving her. Keep showing her Jesus's true self in your kindness, in your joy, in your love, in your faithfulness. What a blessing for you to call in today and let the Dab family agree with you in prayer. In Jesus's name, amen.
Hey family, it's Jesse from Washington. I'm out at a friend of a friend's house bidding some side work, and right before I got there, her mom's had open heart surgery, and they're in the hospital now, and it could be she's got symptoms of congestive heart failure, so just wanted to ask for your prayers for Nicole's mom, that she can get through this, and just prayers for their family. And I let them know that I was going to be sending this up with a bunch of prayer warriors, so I know God's gonna work through this for them, but we need you guys' prayers too. So I love you guys. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Daniel the Wholehearted calling from North Carolina, and I want to call in a prayer request for two young men. One's name is Noah. He's 12 years old. He has brain cancer, and he's been fighting it for a while now, and is getting one last treatment that may has about a 20 to 50% chance of helping him, and they're not sure if there's many other options after that. And so we're just praying for him and for his healing. And I also want to pray for his friend Sam, who is my friend, and Sam has been very affected by what's been going on with Noah, and has asked God to heal him, and has really kind of staking his faith upon Noah's healing. And I just want to lift him up, and I want to lift both of them up. So please pray with me. Heavenly Father, you're a worker of miracles, Lord. You are a great and awesome God, and I just want to lift up both of these young men, for Noah and for his healing, for his family, for peace, Lord, that you would just surround their whole family right now. And Lord, as he's getting this new treatment, Lord, that he would be effectively healed. Lord, I pray for him and for his family now. Lord, I also just lift up Sam. I pray for Sam that you would just light a fire in his soul of faith in you, and that his prayers would be answered as well, Lord, that you would meet him where he's at, encourage him, bring him hope, and bless his whole family as well. Amen. Brian and Jill, Wholehearted family, thank you guys so much for what you're doing here. And DAB family, thank you for praying. All this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everyone. It's Karen in St. Louis. I just want to lift people up in prayer that have lost loved ones recently, and this has been brought to mind. There's a gentleman at our church who just recently lost his wife, and they never did have children, and so it's going to be hard. And I think about a woman in my small group. Her name's Mary, and she had lost her daughter about a month or two ago, and there are so many people that have lost loved ones, and I know what that's like. In 2020, I had a lot of loss, and so, Father God, I just want to pray for those who have lost loved ones, and they're going into the holiday season without those loving people in their lives. I pray, Father God, that you would wrap your loving arms around them. I pray, Father God, that you would give them joy, that you would just give them unexpected blessings as they go into the holiday season. I also want to pray for those who that are sick, that have illnesses, that if they have pain, Father, that you would lift them up, that you would lift that pain, that you would help the symptoms subside, that they would truly be able to embrace and enjoy the holiday season. I pray, Father God, that you would fill us all with so much gratitude for all that we have, because, Lord Jesus, we have you. I thank you for DAB. I thank you that Brian answered the call, and I pray that you would bless everyone that listens to DAB and serves for DAB. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Love you. Bye-bye.